Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and the challenge we're going to be looking at today comes from the video that is called Hide and Speak National Bosses Day. So I don't know if you guys have seen these videos before, but Jimmy Kimmel, he's a talk show host, he does lots of these videos where they do street interviews and they ask people lots of funny questions, and of course they get lots of funny responses. But anyway, this is one of those videos, and as usual, it's quite funny, so give it a watch if you feel like having a little laugh. And over here, we're going to carry on to our challenge today. But in honor of National Bosses Day, we went on the street this afternoon, invited people passing by to say a few words about their bosses, and to ensure they were able to speak freely, we let them wear masks. So I should also mention that this original clip from the video is quite fast and quite casual. I guess he's not speaking very clearly. Of course, he's on a talk show, but he mumbles a little bit. But I still think this is good practice for listening, because that is, of course, how native speakers speak. If you find the original clip a little bit hard to understand, don't worry, he is mumbling a little bit. But anyway, so let's get into our vocabulary. So first we have the words honor and memory. Honor and memory. And the reason I bring up these two words, of course we have the word honor that comes up in the video, but in honor of National Bosses Day. But I also mentioned the word memory, because you can use it in a similar way. So you can also say in memory of something or in memory of someone. So while these two have a similar meaning, the thing I should point out, I think the biggest difference is that usually when you say in memory of, it implies that that person, if you're talking about a person, has passed away, that this person is dead. So it would be kind of strange if you said, in memory of my friend Bill, and Bill is still alive. So anyway, you can use those two phrases, in honor of or in memory of, but in memory used for people that have already died. So for example, for in honor of, you could say, in honor of Canada Day, I'm going to eat some poutine. And if you don't know what poutine is, you should Google it. Poutine. Poutine is a delicious Canadian food. And next we have ensure, and assure. And you guys probably hate me right now because I picked these three words, but let's go through them one by one. We have ensure, and assure. So the first ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E, E-N-S-U-R-E, ensure, that means to make sure of something, to guarantee something. So for example, you could say, can you ensure that the cake will be ready on time? That just means, can you promise that this will be ready on time? So yeah, kind of like to promise something will happen or to guarantee something. That is ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E. And next we have ensure, which has the same pronunciation, but this starts with the letter I, ensure. And insure just means to get insurance for something. So for example, you could say, you shouldn't drive without getting your car insured. That just means you should buy insurance for your car and then go drive. And you shouldn't drive unless you've bought insurance. That's all that means. And actually, I should mention, sometimes these words are used interchangeably, and there seems to be some dispute as to whether or not they can be used interchangeably, because when you think about it, insurance is protection from something, and then when you think about what, guaranteeing something won't happen, is like, ensure with an E, is kind of related to protection from something. Anyway, I mean, these meanings have a little bit of overlap, but in general, insurance with an I or insure with an I refers to insurance, and insure with an E is referring to making sure something happens or doesn't happen or whatever. Like a guarantee, a promise. And finally, we have assure. Assure. And assure is kind of similar to ensure in that it can mean like a promise, but I think it's almost better defined by saying, making someone feel convinced of something, making someone feel confident of something. For example, you could say, "Rest assured, I will get the job done." That basically just means, "Don't worry, I will do this. I will make it happen." Or you could say, "Assure me that this will happen," or, "I assure you, I will get the job done." Right? That just means like, make me feel confident that this will happen. That's what that means. Finally, we have freely, candidly, and openly. And these three, I think, in many cases, can be used interchangeably. They all kind of have that meaning of speaking honestly. They all have that meaning of honesty, but slight differences. So firstly, you have freely. So to speak freely, it kind of means to speak with no restrictions, right? Freely, as in, there's nothing stopping you from saying what you want to say. And next, to speak candidly. To speak candidly is kind of to speak very, in a very frank manner, very honestly, kind of by not changing your original message. Okay, so that's very, if you're being candid, it means you're being frank, it means you're being honest, and you're not kind of changing what you originally meant. You're not adapting the meaning of your message for the crowd or anything like that. You just speak candidly. And finally, openly. I think it's probably more similar to freely. To speak openly kind of just means that nothing is stopping you from saying what you're saying. You could say, "Oh, one of the important aspects of a democracy is being able to openly criticize the government," something like that, right? To openly criticize. Or you could also say to freely criticize. And that just means being able to criticize, in public, or to express your opinions and not have to worry that anything will happen. So that's kind of freely or openly. I think both work in that case. And yeah, that's all we have for today. That was a little bit of a quick one. I'm going to read our challenge one more time. We'll wrap it up. "But in honor of National Bosses Day, we went on the street this afternoon, invited people passing by to say a few words about their bosses, and to ensure they were able to speak freely, we let them wear masks." And I didn't actually discuss this word in our vocabulary today, but I find the word masks kind of a hard word, actually, even as a native English speaker. I feel like saying masks, masks. It's got that weird SKS sound. Masks. I don't like that word, to be honest. Do you find that word hard to say? Maybe you guys can do a couple extra masks at the end of your challenges today, at the end of your recordings, if you want to practice that word. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. And I wish you all a wonderful weekend. And I'll be back on Monday to challenge you guys again. Thanks for listening. Bye.